This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
I'm here at the Blue Dot Festival with Vicky Dewar-Fowler from the British Antarctic Survey. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Hello.
So I thought I'd just, you know, quickly grab you and ask a little bit about your research. As you said, you're a PhD student split between the University of East Anglia and the British Antarctic Survey. So what are you working on?
So I'm working on zooplankton in polar regions, so that's both the Antarctic and the Arctic. Zooplankton are tiny little creatures in our oceans. They're found in all our oceans, but I'm particularly looking at those in cold waters. I'm looking at their behaviour, so I want to know how often they go up and down in the water column. Current theory is that they go, they'll come up at dusk, and they feed in the surface waters on the phytoplankton overnight to avoid predators, and then they go back down during the daytime, once again to avoid predators, so they're down in the dark waters. But I want to know if this is actually true, because some recent research suggests that this is not true. I will then, with that, I can look at how much carbon they're taking from the surface waters by eating the phytoplankton, and how much they're putting into the deeper waters when they're migrating back down. And if they're doing it more often, that means more carbon in the deeper waters. If they're doing it less often, it means the carbon is being recycled in surface waters. So it's just an interesting thing to know as we're going ahead and looking at climate change and low carbon sequestration and blue carbon.
And what would that mean if they were taking carbon down into the deeper ocean? Like, what would be the consequences of that?
So if they're taking carbon down into the deeper water, that's really good for us, because it means they're removing carbon from our atmosphere and our surface waters where it's dissolving into our ocean, and they're moving it down to the deeper waters where it's less likely to be able to come back up to the surface. So in effect, they may be in a hidden source of carbon sequestration that we just don't really know very much about, and it's about to become, like, I'm working with a team and we're hoping to try and work out how much carbon these animals are taking in and putting in the deeper waters, in the hope we can kind of work out if they're helping us or not.
No, that sounds really, really interesting and very relevant to now, as you're saying, with all of the interest in climate change and so on. So you mentioned to me earlier that as part of your research you've been to Antarctica. What was that like? Like, I just can't even imagine.
Yes, that's great. The Antarctic is absolutely stunning. It's a beautiful place. I was lucky enough, having only started my PhD in October, I was on a ship in December. So we spent Christmas on the ship. We actually managed to sail down to Rothera, which is quite rare, so we usually only do that as a logistics event. But we were lucky enough to be able to go and actually set foot on the Antarctic continent. And it's absolutely stunning. It's the prettiest place I've ever been, I think. You're faced with white scenery, there's icebergs on the way in. These icebergs are really big. Like, they're so much bigger than you imagine they would be. And then you've got 24 hours of sunlight a day. So it's a completely different world. You lose track of time. Everything's so pristine. And the animals there are absolutely fantastic. You have humpback animals coming up to the boat. Fin whales swimming around. You'll have penguins darting away from you. Seals on the icebergs. Wandering albatross are fairly common sight as well, which is absolutely fantastic.
That just sounds incredible. I am so jealous. Was there anything that, like, really took you by surprise or that you found particularly difficult on that trip? Because obviously it's such an extreme environment.
I think for me it was the time away over Christmas. It was the first time I'd spent Christmas away from my own family. So to be in quite a small group of scientists, so we were there on Christmas Day, that was quite difficult. But we do have a phone line, so we can ring out to our families on Christmas and New Year. We're away from New Year as well. So yeah, I think that was the most difficult thing. I mean, I'm still in shock about the scenery and the wildlife. But, I mean, I'm lucky enough to be going back again this year, and I really want to see killer whales. Some people on the boat did see them this year, but we go on to shifts. So I was on a split shift, so I was working dawn and dusk, so I didn't see much daylight.
Thank you for giving us an insight both into your research and also what it's like to go to Antarctica. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.